When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Everybody, on the alert, here goes.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
So much dirt.
On My Talk.
This is gonna be juicy.
Artie Lang was arrested for drug possession earlier this week. According to Page Six, the comedian and former Mad TV star was jailed for possession of a controlled substance in Essex County, New Jersey. It has to do with cocaine.
This disturbed me so much because I loved him on Stern. That's how I'm an Artie Lang fan.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
His photographs make me so sad because of the massive amount of cocaine that he has used over the years. His nose has collapsed flat.
I know. He looks and it is, absolutely horrible.
It is so disturbing to see. It made me... I was sick to my stomach. It made me so sad because he is so incredibly talented. He's so funny. And he looks awful. And I won't say anything else because it was gross. But that mugshot made me... I thought about it for too long last night. Ugh.
I know. And, you know, it was at a critical point even years ago. I remember thinking, this guy isn't going to be around long. Like, even 15 years ago, he's still here, thank goodness. Comedians out there have been tweeting him, like Richard Lewis, saying, Artie, this is my 1,000th request over decades to beg you to surrender to your addictions. When you have time clean, we had the most laughs sober. I love you. You're beloved and a magnificent comedian. Cursed with self-loathing and fear. Give it up and live. Patton Oswalt said, I completely agree with him. What he said, basically, a lot of comedians out there tweeting him. So he's going to be released from jail and is expected, or he has yet to be released from jail and is expected to remain there until his case goes before a judge on February 6th. They say he's going to go into a long-term treatment program. Hopefully it'll work this time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to something a little bit lighter here. I told you about Ariana Grande yesterday. She had that Japanese tattoo that said barbecue grill.
Yes.
Instead of seven rings.
Yeah.
So she tried to fix it, and now it says barbecue grill finger. So it's just a little kanji, a Japanese character.
Oh,
and
my
it's just
gosh.
Like, so they tried to correct it, and it's like, why don't you get a real Japanese tattoo artist.
All of these tattoo artists need to be fired.
Or, yeah, how about just put a flower over it like my daughter always does? She covers up bad tattoos all the time. She's a tattoo artist. Let's just start over somewhere else.
Put a daisy on it. A little daisy.
Yeah, yeah. Put a bird on it. The Fiji water girl, Kelleth Cuthbert, is suing Fiji for putting cardboard cutouts of her around L.A. She said she never gave him permission to do that.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, she also claims that she gave Fiji $12 million in free advertising after she went viral at the Golden Globes. So that
she should sue. That's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That is wrong. Like, that drove me nuts, but you can't use people's likeness.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's on TV this weekend. How about today, the series premiere of Russian Doll? I'm interested in this. It has Natasha Lyonne as a woman who keeps dying from random accidents and reliving the fatal night of her 36th birthday party. So this is, it's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Sort of like, yeah.
Yes. Amy Poehler's involved in this, so it's, I think it's a comedy, believe it or not, after sounding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That did not sound like a comedy setup, dog.
I know. On Sunday, we have Hour 8 of Celebrity Big Brother. Are you still watching that, Jason?
No, I fell off.
Okay, and the Super Bowl is this weekend, of course, as well.
Woo-hoo,
I'm sorry,
Patriots.
The big game.
Sorry.
Oh,
Alexis.
That's
sorry.
The latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Okay, appreciate the info.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Be back in an hour. Okay.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Welcome to the 6 o'clock hour, everyone. 6:05. That's Pink with a million dreams. I'm Jace with Lex and America's favorite country western singer, Dawn McClain. Look for her debut single, or debut album, I'm sorry, Dawn. Her debut album, Saddle Tramp, coming in stores very soon.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I wonder what that music video is going to look like.
I know what it's going to look like. Hey, I was going to do something else to start off, but when we played Pink, you know, Christina Aguilera was on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Oh, right.
With Andy, and she did Plead the Fifth. And you know that Andy asked Christina about her alleged feud with Pink, you know, because allegedly on the set of the Moulin Rouge song,
Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade, Pink like swung at her, or other way around. So Andy got to the bottom of it. Let's listen to this.
For you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions. You may plead the fifth to only one. And your first question comes.
Oh, juicy. The music came on.
Your first question comes from a very special guest. Watch right there.
When your friends and former Mickey Mouse Club co-stars Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake infamously broke up, how many f**ks did you give?
That's Erica Jane.
Oh, you started off real simple on purpose. Ah, where is this going? Zero, 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 what?
I wanted to play that one too. Let me get to the fake one, yeah.
She intimidated me.
Oh, here we go.
Seen her behind the music. Clips of it. But
blah, blah, blah.
Heard about that story, and I saw it, like, on the, I saw, like, clips of it. But I didn't actually, I didn't see the actual episode.
Okay.
But, you know, it's so funny because, I seen her behind the music, and I know she had some, you know, feelings or whatever about how the recording of Lady Marmalade went down and all that, and I know the actual video, she intimidated me a lot because she was a little heckling me in the audience a little bit behind the director, and I was like, oh, what's going on?
Right.
But you know, that's
together.
What she did back then. But she's like, you know, she's a different person now. She's like a mom, she's cool. I seem to have a different memory of a night we had.
At a club
where we played Spin the Bottle.
Okay.
I have a love memory. I don't know.
We had a love memory. She remembers you swinging on her.
Wait. Yeah. Look at her and look at me like, I wouldn't swing on her. She's like, you know, she can beat my ass.
Right.
So I guess she didn't swing on her. I like that term. She didn't swing on her.
She made out with her is what she's implying, pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. They played Spin the Bottle. That's what you do. That's what you do when you play Spin the Bottle. Christina looked really good, by the way. She was on a talk show a couple months ago, and I was worried about her because she didn't look quite right. I don't know what it was, but she was looking good for Andy. So I'm not always a fan of Christina Aguilera. She sometimes drives me nuts, but there's no denying her voice, man. Come on. Right, Lex? I mean, she just has the best voice.
She does. Her tone is beautiful, and she can hit those notes and still can.
Yeah.
You're right. There was a little rough patch there, but I feel like she's getting back and she's good. A
little bit.
So she denied that then.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what
she's like, they didn't fight. They didn't physically. Christina said she didn't swing at Pink. Probably a good idea because Christina's right. Pink will beat your earse. I would not mess with Pink.
Yeah.
For all the money in the world, right? Am I right? I would not pick a fight with her.
So she's about 5'1".
Pink really is like 5'1".
She's super, super tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Lex, strong. I have breaking news that is very sad recounts a very special moment in our 13-year friendship. Here's the breaking news. The American Girl doll store at the Mall of America is closing in March.
It is?
It's closing in March.
No.
Now, this this place.
It's been time to never get my face in there.
That's right. This store holds a very special place in Jason and Alexa's history. We were going to a screening one year back in 09, 10, something like that. I think it was 2010. And we had some time to waste. So Lex and I walked around the Mall of America. And we walked in the American Girl doll store. And we were laughing that that store, right, Lex? It had like the Pilgrim Girl.
Oh.
It had, you know, Native American Girl. It had
the girl with the service dog.
Oh, it had like one-legged girl. It had no head girl. It had a girl with a patch on its eye. It had one with no arms. It had every type of person represented. Except
multiple
what, Lex?
Skin tones.
Multiple skin tones, except Alexis's skin tone. And there were barely any Asians. Yeah. Any, barely. We couldn't even find one that sort of kind of looked like Lex. No, didn't we? No. And we scoured that store.
We did. We looked everywhere. Here's the best part. You know, they have a salon for your doll's hair.
Everything.
They have a cafe upstairs, and we're going down the little escalator because it's two floors there at Mall of America. And you can rent a baby while you have cafe. You eat at the cafe. At the cafe. And there's like a baby. There's a baby American doll girl and boy. And we look up and guess what, Dawn?
What?
We see a baby Jason.
No, we don't.
The glasses, the whole thing.
You're like,
in plaid.
Did you rent
khakis.
It to have cafe?
Yeah, but seriously, they couldn't. We couldn't find a girl that looked like Lex. But damn it, they had a boy doll that looked just like
exactly.
me. I still have that picture. I still have that picture in my phone of the Jason doll, and we laughed because we did. We were determined. Now look, things had changed. Like I think we told the story like 4 years after it happened, and then at that point, people had emailed us and said, "Oh no, now they have a I think they now even actually have a Filipino little girl."
Yeah,
but back but in 09 or 10 or whatever, the stock at the time did not represent Lex at all. And I don't like right, Lex. We barely could find like a little Asian girl. We couldn't find
a Latina that looks kind of similar. No, not even.
No. Oh, we laughed. And then there, as we're going up the escalator.
That's really that's something that it's closing. What does that mean? Because the reason why we were in that store is because obviously it's missed us, but I would that would have been the toy that I would have begged mom and dad for. And now.
Well, Mall of America sent out one of those very PR statements basically saying, you know, following a strong 2018 with increases in traffic and sales across the property, Mall of America continues to change and grow with a focus on a vibrant and unique tenant mix to meet the demands of the evolving retail and entertainment landscape. So
nobody wants them anymore?
Well, here's the deal.
That's also prime real estate at
Mall. Thank you. That's what they also said, too. Yep.
Yeah.
So maybe they raised rent and American Girl didn't want to pay it. And then they have another client that wants to go in that space because, as Alexis just said, that's prime. But Mall of America's right. And they have been doing it better than most. Retail is struggling. Brick and mortar retail is struggling. And you have to do a mix now of events. Mm-hmm. Look at, you know, that's why it's no coincidence that the Crayola place has opened, and the what's the place upstairs
with the go karts?
Yeah, I mean all of those
Smash.
Yeah, it's not an accident. I mean these malls, they now realize you have to do entertainment. You have to do stuff like Mall of America used to have like a rotating exhibit space where, you know, national traveling exhibits used to go. Remember,
yeah,
Lex?
To see the bodies there.
Yeah, and the Princess Diana dress collection.
Yes.
Remember when that was there? So Mall of America is doing it well. It's just I wonder what's because that is prime space right there because it's at the it's
interesting that they wouldn't just maybe pick another place in the mall.
Yeah.
And maybe just downsize a little bit, but
I'm waiting for Uniqlo to open, which I hear it's going to. By the way, I love Uniqlo.
Yes, me too.
And I'm waiting for Apple to make a bigger store because that store is old and needs to be remodeled. It is bad. Just saying. 6:15 on the dot. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after these. Welcome back, everybody. 6:20 on the dot. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I want to get right into this because I think we're going to need as much time as humanly possible.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I think it'd be okay for me to say Dawn would call this an ab fab. We both watched something.
Oh, you watched it?
Girl.
Oh!
You guys, I can't wait to hear what you think.
Girl. 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 Okay, here we go.
Absolutely fabulous.
Donna Valentine has been freaking out about this thing. And then yeah. I got home last night. And we were trying to figure out what to watch. And I hopped on the grid for our show. And I read, Dawn McClain writes on our grid, abducted in plain sight on Netflix. What the F? And I looked at Colin, I go,
oh,
girl, we have to watch this. Like, if Donna Valentine is losing her mind in all caps, and now Dawn is losing her mind in all caps, we've got to watch this. Mm. Abducted in plain sight.
What is this about, guys? I don't even want to say anything, Jason. I don't.
What is? No, we can't. Like, what did we watch?
It's like Kimmy Schmidt is a family. You know, the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. As far as the nativity,
like in a bunker and stuff.
No.
Well,
no,
I don't.
No.
Literally,
people that are so naive, you can't even believe every twist. This could have been a 10-part series. That's how much stuff happens in this.
Let me read it. Let me read the first sentence in Vulture's write up about Vulture's writers are so good. Vulture.com. Here's the first sentence, Dawn. You'll love it. Think of the wildest story you've ever heard. Now square it, multiply it by 50, and maybe, just maybe, you'll have a sense of how nutso abducted in plain sight is.
Guys, is it
yes, Alexis?
Is it one story? Is it multiple abductions? Okay.
No. Dawn, what can we say?
What can we say? I don't want to say anything because I did hear some things. I heard Amy, B. Arthur, and Donna talking because they had both watched it. And
B. Arthur has watched it too?
Yeah, she just was literally horizontal on the couch in the prep room talking to me about it, like just like dumbfounded, looking up at the ceiling going, Dawn, you just don't understand what you're about to watch. But then I heard them talk about a few things, and I don't want to reveal anything. They gave me some timestamps of when things happen,
no,
and I don't
want to
do that either. Oh. But honestly, you just... I hate to give a recap of something and not give you anything, but I just want you to experience it because your jaw will be on the floor.
Okay, wait. So did you guys like it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you watch it again, and okay,
oh, no,
I know
no, no,
you
no,
said
no,
AbFab,
no.
But...
Well, AbFab as far as, like, you have to... okay. AbFab as far as, like... You have to watch this weekend.
Twitter, don't look anything up.
Don't look up a single detail because I am as dramatic as the day is long.
I know.
But I'm not joking when I say that I looked at Colin. Oh, there's one moment, girl.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what moment? There is a moment in this documentary, Lex. Where somebody says something that they did, and I looked over at Colin and I went, what in the wide world of F are we watching? What?
And that's
Dawn,
not
you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
And then there were like three other times that happened.
Oh, yeah. And the amount of details, there's so many things like that. I swear there's so many details and things that you're like, what?
Like, what did they did what?
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, that you kept, Lex, that's what this documentary should be called. What?
It should just be called what?
What?
With 80 question marks behind it.
Okay, wow. abducted in plain sight. Are these humans or is it supernatural?
I know. Well,
Lex, it's humans. Lex. Okay. No, Lex, it's humans.
Like, it's humans, but Jason.
Don't say anything more, dog.
Okay.
McLean, don't say another word.
I know.
It's funny that she asked that, though. But no, Lex, it's a true story. This happened. But don't look up my talkers. Listen to Dawn. Listen to me.
Don't get on Twitter.
Don't look up anything before you press play, because you need to let it unfold like it did for us, and you will have the exact same reaction.
I mean, I had to get up several times, pause it, go get something to eat, and be like, I was talking to my cat. I'm like, what are we watching? What is this, Nelly? What is it?
Is it scary?
Oh,
no. I mean, it's creepy.
Oh, my God. It's just horrifying on so many levels.
I wish B. Arthur or Donna was up, because I can't.
No, I don't. They say too much.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah. B. Arthur's right, though. Laying on the couch, Lex, you feel like, I'm not joking, Lex, you will be like, what am I watching?
You just can't believe it.
You can't believe.
And we're not overselling this.
No.
Okay, I guess I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Abducted in Plain Sight, my talkers. Donna Valentine is right. On Netflix. Find it. Watch it. And let us know what
you
thought.
Hour and a half long, yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy in and out. We'll be right back, everybody.
Crazy. Now a trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's happening right now?
Topping Google Trends and Entertainment, Roger Matthews is defending himself against Jenny JWoww Farley's explosive allegations. If you're a fan of Jersey Shore, you know JWoww and Roger. Well, they ended up getting married. They have two young children. Well, she released a lengthy statement accusing her ex-husband of physical abuse and putting their children in harm's way. He released his own video and copies of legal documents his attorneys have allegedly sent to the judge overseeing their divorce case. Also trending, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have ended their fake feud. After years of taking digs at one another online, the Wolverine and Deadpool actors have declared an official truce to their fake feud. The bromance rivalry has seen the pair mock each other with witty one-liners, misinformation, hilarious low blows, and even once with actual dog droppings. All right, on Twitter we have the hashtags Friday Motivation and Happy Birthday Harry Styles. Join Bradley, Alexis, and me for Big Climb Minneapolis. It's a stair climb event to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society on Saturday, February 16th. Sign up now with discount code MYTALK to register for just $10.71. You can climb 53 or 105 floors or be a virtual climber. Details at mytalk1071.com, keyword climb.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
Coming up on 6:32, Jason and Alexis in the morning on mytalk1071. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McLean. Now I was going to do something else here. We're going to do some repeated birthday pranks, but B. Arthur just woke up Dawn McLean, and we got to call her and tell her not to say too much. But so let's get her on the phone.
Sure.
Now let me reset the table. Dawn and I agree with Donna Valentine. If you've been listening to Donna, she's been freaking out, understandably, about a documentary on Netflix called Abducted in Plain Sight. B. Arthur's watched it. Donna has watched it. Dawn and I just watched it yesterday. Alexis is going to watch it this weekend. But you should.
All of your reviews, I'm a little
scared. You should be. You should be very, very scared.
After it ended, do you just feel confused or
no,
is there resolution?
You feel like you want to watch Beauty and the Beast or something. You want to go watch Aladdin. Yeah. B. Arthur joins us on the phone. Good morning, Dark Lord.
Good morning.
Hey,
hi, Max.
Good morning.
Okay, we actually come in peace this morning. There'll be no fighting between us because because we're here for a very important reason, okay?
Okay.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh my God.
I said that you were laying on the couch in the prep room just staring up at the ceiling going, Don, you have no idea what you're in for.
I couldn't even.
She was right.
I, literally 25, because Donna Valentine from the Donna and Steve show told me about it first. I heard it on their show. And I was watching it, and I literally had to stop it about 25 minutes in, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
And text Donna and go, what in the living hell is this?
What in Sam hell is what my mom would say.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Can you guys answer that without giving too much away?
You know what I'm talking about, Don? What happened 25 minutes in?
Oh, no.
With the dad?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we're purposely not saying a lot, but what did we watch?
I can't. Here's the thing. Don and I were talking about this yesterday, and as a parent, and I have to say, contrary to a lot of people, I felt conflicted at times because
you get mad.
Not so much for the mom. The mom, in my mind, is it's just inexcusable. The dad made the dumbest decisions I've ever seen, and that's all I'll say.
Uh-oh.
But there are times my heart sort of broke for him. But they are the worst parents, and I'm afraid of the backlash for them.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never ever seen a family or two people that are so naive in my life.
And you know what? I'm trying to remember that it was 1974.
I mean, how naive were people? They don't even know what.
Because you were like what 30? You were 30 in your mid 30s in 74.
Okay,
so
funny. but think about it for a second. 1974, which is what? How many years ago? I can't do math.
Well, 44.
Years that's, ago?
No, 44. Yeah,
44.
Yeah, I was born 44 in
years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was watching it and I was trying to figure out what in Lord's name they could have been thinking. Because here's the part. There's part, and all I can do is speak in code. There's something that these people let go on for a very long time.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable.
That I couldn't get over.
Oh, no. And there is, I saw Donna posted a text transaction that she did with you. And I was cracking up because Dawn and I had the same reaction. There is a revelation that happens about 20 minutes in.
Yep.
And you know which one that is. And I looked, Amy, I looked at Colin.
I wish I could have seen you guys.
I looked at Colin and I went, what in the wide world of blank is this? Like, are you kidding me?
It's like, I won't say what it is, but it's
no.
It's as if Dawn and I got in the car, and I said to Don, I have a bomb in the trunk. Will you hold it for me?
Yes.
And Don said, sure.
Yes.
No questions asked. So I went in the trunk, and I got the bomb, and I put it in her lap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then she blew up.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
Kinda. No. Kind of.
But I'm saying,
kinda.
Like, Don
something went off.
Goes, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the moment where I wanted to call. I was afraid Donna was asleep. If you just tuned in, everyone, we're talking about Abducted in Plain Sight, a documentary on Netflix that Donna Valentine has been talking about. Bea Arthur's on the phone. She watched it. It really, like Dawn said earlier, we're not overselling it. It does make you look up into the sky and repeatedly ask, what are we watching? Like,
And you kind of think for a split second, this can't be real.
Yes!
But it is. It's
really,
so genuine.
A real human being could not have done this.
Their faces and how upset they are. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that too.
And the people involved in this are still alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's their story. Yeah. It's their account. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. For instance, like, again, my talkers were talking in code just to kind of tell you how crazy this is. The moment with the tape recorder is another moment where I looked at Colin and I go, this just got stranger. Like this.
Oh, my God.
And again, I mean, I will talk in code, but I don't think it's saying too much to say two parents go, yep, that's perfectly fine.
Yes.
Over and over and over.
For months.
I thought, I'm like, this is like one of those crazy Alexis animal stories that just keeps getting stranger and stranger, and
except
you know what I mean?
That Alexis can't say, but it gets better.
Oh, exactly.
Right. It doesn't get better by the end, huh?
No!
And I have to say, I'm speaking as a mom. The mom was the one character that made me furious.
Yes.
Furious.
Yes,
the dad,
I bet.
The dad, I felt a little less so, but the mom, I just was like, what? She was so, like, every time she talked about something that she did, she would minimize it.
Hmm.
And I just felt like, but it was your daughter.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, now let nice. B, okay, I knew. Listen to Lex. I knew it.
See, we're scaring her.
We're scaring Lex. We got to convince her she has to watch this.
Yeah, okay. And Lex, whatever you think it is, it's not.
Okay. It's not.
Well, I thought there were aliens involved in an abduction, so.
Well, we're not saying, but whatever you think, you think in your head,
yeah.
Oh, I know how this story goes. I've seen this one a million times. Nope.
No.
Well, I mean, for you three to say this and all the tweets we're getting right now, too, about this.
Don't read
We've
them.
Watched some crazy stuff before. So
yes.
This is 100% shocking. That's a
this
big deal.
This is whatever you've ever watched. Okay, here's a cultural reference for you, and it's not. I'm not ruining anything by saying there's. It's not about murder. The show, and the Red Wedding happened.
Oh yes.
And you were like, "What just happened?"
Mm-hmm.
That happens like seven times. In this.
Seven.
I'm telling you, it could be a 10-part series. It
no,
really could. Of all
really?
The stuff that happens.
Amy, that is such a great analogy. There are like seven Red Wedding moments.
It's a real yep. Red Wedding.
Oh, it's
yeah.
like,
where you're just God. Like, what? That couldn't have happened. What? Don't
what?
Hold it.
And then, like, some font, some graphic will come up with some more information, and you're like, what?
And then this, again, won't ruin anything. But here's evidence that it's so fecata. The FBI agent who looked into this.
Yes.
The scenes with him are essentially over and over him going, I was trying to help these people, and then
poor guy. Oh my
it's
God!
Get it. Lex, oh,
okay.
I honestly
just do it. I want. We have to have Anil point a camera at her.
Yes.
25 minutes in.
Yeah, how they lived in the 70s, and just like we're so
like. Thank you, B. Arthur.
Thank
you. Bet. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh girl, seriously, Lex, I beg you, and if Anil's listening, if he's up, please somehow. Put a iPhone towards you. I want not like don't do the after picture. I want to see your face at the moment we're talking about. Because girl,
so much more after that. Like it's just get ready because I texted them and I go, you guys, I still have 40 minutes left and I can't believe like because it's an hour and a half and they're like, oh well, there's more. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It gets even worse.
Bottom line, you have such compassion for this woman. Oh. Such compassion. And the family at large. It's unbelievable. And God bless, final putting a bow on this, God bless that family.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And that woman in particular. Mm.
I hope they caught the person and there was a trial or something.
No more questions, Lex. No more questions.
Okay,
6:46. We'll be back after this. We are still recovering from our conversation.
Yeah, Jason about, and I are talking back and forth in the talk.
Abducted in plain sight.
Oh, girl.
I just, yeah. Lex, I sincerely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I have rarely looked forward to you watching something.
So much.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm scared, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. You should. I don't know how she's going to react on.
I don't know either. I mean, and the first thing that happens within the first 20 minutes or that revelation, just know that that is absolutely the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more after that. That's nothing compared to the rest.
Just begun.
No, uh-oh. But that is the one, though,
that's
that
the first
Lex.
One where you're
oh,
like,
girl.
Oh, what?
What?
Oh,
Dorothy, we ain't in Kansas anymore.
Dorothy just leaned back in her chair. Her arms are like, huh? Even having that reaction now. Okay. Oh. All right. Well, hey, you've convinced a lot of other people too. It's so in the script, our homework this weekend.
When you're writing a script, it's called the point of no return. Mm. Yeah. You can't go back.
That's it.
Oh, girl.
And
Lex
even
will
says
not...
it. Yeah.
Oh.
There's subtitles you have to read too.
Mm-hmm.
Pop up video.
Just graphics. No. Just.
Okay.
Just graphics that add further information. There's one. Dawn and I were talking about it in the commercial. There's one graphic that pops up, and Colin goes, Girl, like, we have to stop watching this. Like, we are done. Colin lost his mind at one of them.
I paused it. I know what you're talking about. And I was like, I got to go get some bread.
You wanted a carb load while you're watching this?
She wanted some. It was so bad.
I got to at least have an experience with bread right now.
That's right. Oh, my God. Dawn's ass got some bread and butter. It was so bad. She needed some carbs.
You guys were reaching for some wine or something?
Oh, my God. Colin was drinking wine. Colin, yeah. We got a funny email. Crystal writes to us via email. Writes, I watched it this week after hearing Donna and Elizabeth talking about it. I even emailed Donna 20 minutes in, like you all have been saying.
Uh-oh.
You should just put Alexis in a room and do a live feed of her reaction. Just turn the sound off on the show. A silent video of Alexis losing her innocent nature. Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. It's just, I love
the way B. Arthur described it. It's like if we went for a car ride and she stops the car and goes, I have a grenade right here. I've pulled the pin. Will you hold it for me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, just Alexis's face at that moment. Alexis's face at that moment. I'm just trying to imagine.
Oh, no.
I think I can picture your face. I really do. I think I know what you're gonna do. but then like Dawn said, that's one.
Oh, that's just like the tip of the iceberg. So
that
to
is
speak.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Oh gosh. I just criminy noodles.
Yeah, no, I noticed it came out in 2017. I'm like, okay, so this has been on here for a while, and people are just noticing it, or they're putting it towards the front. I'm really interested in how that works. You know, how they decide when to release this, and like, okay, well, Ted Bundy's coming out this day, so when are we going to put up the? You know what I mean?
Or has it been on Netflix the whole time, and it just started getting traction?
I don't know.
Like buzz traction, yeah. Because that's fascinating. You know, that's, again, it's like that show You with Penn Badgley.
Oh, yeah.
The darn thing was on Lifetime and bombed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Well, and now they're.
And now it's a hit.
Now there's going to be a second season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, people on Twitter are losing their mind. Y'all, don't go to work today. You have to watch this.
Watch it tonight and then tweet us your face.
Yeah, tweet us your face. Oh, do you have a Dawn face? We'll be right back, everybody.